Facing a budget shortfall, New Jersey is looking for ways to find additional revenue to balance the budget. And the state says it's found one by refinancing bonds tied to the big tobacco settlement from back in the 90s. But as WNYC's Jessica Gould reports, critics of the plan say it's a short-term gain that sacrifices long-term benefits.
Okay, everyone, to understand what New Jersey's doing, think back to the Bible story of Jacob and Esau. Remember them? They were the twin sons of Isaac and Rebekah. Esau was born first, meaning he got the family title and the inheritance. That is, until one day when he was really hungry, and he sold his birthright to his brother for a bowl of delicious stew. Now, I love some good stew, so I can see the appeal. And so it seems can New Jersey.
So we've given up a revenue stream for a short period of time, and we've received an upfront payment.
That's New Jersey State Treasurer Andrew Sidemann Aristoff speaking before a state budget committee. He says the state recently refinanced bonds tied to the 1998 multi-billion dollar settlement with tobacco companies. The deal will bring in more than $91 million to help balance this year's budget. But getting that money now means New Jersey won't get more later, maybe as much as $400 million over the next decade, just like Esau eating his stew instead of waiting for his inheritance. State Senator Paul Sarlo says all these complicated financial maneuvers wouldn't be necessary if the state did a better job estimating its revenues and costs.
We're always throwing Band-Aids and we're always trying to plug holes from the previous year.
This year, overly optimistic revenue estimates, along with more spending for things like snow removal, has led to a budget gap of hundreds of millions of dollars. The state plans to make up the difference with the tobacco money and by recalculating its pension contribution. So some big bites of hearty stew now that could put New Jersey in quite a pickle down the pike. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.